Monday. I'm Bill Pollack, and joining me is Will Snyder, the manager of the James S. McDonald Planetarium in St. Louis. We haven't had them on in a while. Will, it's great to hear from you, and nice to have you on the program. So many things are going on right now when it comes to space. You got Musk trying to send up ships. We're landing on Mars. We're trying to land on the moon again. We've got astronauts stuck up there. So it's a very exciting time in the planetarium business, isn't it?
You're absolutely right. You know, space is one of those things that we learn new things literally every day. And it really feels like in my career that public interest in space hasn't been any higher than this. So it's a great time to get people excited and learn about the universe, really.
What are some interesting exhibits you have at the McDonald Planetarium right now?
Sure. So here at the planetarium, anytime someone comes here, you want to encourage them to see one of our live star shows. You know, just recently we were voted by USA Today the best planetarium in the country, something we're proud about. And seeing our shows is really a fantastic experience. They are not movies like you might see other places. They are fully live shows where we tailor the experience to our audience, to what's going on and what's current, so that any of those cool new discoveries that are happening or that you hear about or an eclipse or anything at all, you can come in, talk to our educators, and learn about them in a really immersive experience. So I definitely encourage people to check those out. You know, a traditional planetarium show is something like The Sky Tonight, where we look at the current sky over St. Louis and give you all the tools necessary to explore it on your own. Or our newest show right now is called Gateway to the Solar System, where we really dive deep on how to talk about planets, exoplanets, new moons around Saturn, all sorts of cool things. So I would definitely encourage people to check those out.
Yeah. Yeah, Will, I mean, I touched on just a couple of things, but what do you find the most interesting, one of the newest ideas or stories to pop up in terms of the solar system?
Oh, wow. You know, that's really hard to narrow down just one particular topic. But when you look at our solar system, some of the moons around the outer planets like Jupiter and Saturn are probably the most exciting worlds we have at our disposal to explore. You know, you have these icy moons like Europa around Jupiter that have a frozen crust, but then underneath there are liquid oceans, possibly with the conditions that life as we know it could exist. So just last year, the Europa Clipper spacecraft launched to go study that moon, and it will take a few years to get there, but worlds like that in our solar system that are within our technology to send probes to visit, I think we'll really make a lot of great discoveries about in the next few decades.
Will Snyder at the McDonald Planetarium in St. Louis, one of the best in the country, and we're so fortunate to have it right in our own backyard. Do you still have the two space capsules from the 60s, the Mercury and Gemini?
We absolutely do. You know, we are called the McDonald Planetarium, and being in St. Louis, McDonald Aircraft, McDonnell Douglas is a huge heritage in our area. So we are proud to display genuine Mercury and Gemini space capsules from the space race. And both of those are amazing to look at just to see how far technology has come, that, you know, these guys were strapping themselves into these glorified tin cans and launching themselves up into the atmosphere. And now for the last 20 years, we've had permanent humans in space living at the space station. So it's incredible to see how far things have come.
As you get feedback from visitors at the planetarium, what are they most interested in? What's fascinating to people right now?
I think for the average person, it's things you can actually see, things you can go out and relate to. As we started 2025, there were lots of people asking about these parades of planets where you could see, you know, four or five of the visible planets scattered across the sky in the early evening. So we love to arm them with the information they need of how to go outside, when to see these. You know, we have a lunar eclipse this spring, different things like that where you can come in, you can get real tangible information, and then actually go out and witness something on your own, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. My daughter, a couple of weeks ago, there were some of the planets that were lined up. She was all excited about it. In fact, she lives in St. Louis, and she texted me and reminded me, and I could see him where I was, but then I asked her, I said, oh, isn't this great? She goes, got overcast where I live. I can't see it. So.
You know, weather is always going to be the enemy of astronomy, but that's the cool thing about coming to the planetarium. In our shows, you always have a clear sky. And when it is clear outside, we do have lots of telescope opportunities as well. We do star parties the first Friday of every month, where if the weather is clear, a bunch of people from the planetarium and astronomical clubs in St. Louis set up telescopes, and you can really get close-up views of some of these amazing things in the universe.
Yeah, Will, what's the big fascination with Mars? I mean, now that we've landed there, you guys have any exhibits or anything going on as we explore Mars?
We absolutely do. You know, Mars is one of those places in the solar system that has a lot of parallels with Earth, so we want to be able to explore it more. Here in the planetarium, we do have an exhibit devoted completely to Mars, and my favorite part of it is that we have a Martian meteorite, a chunk of Mars that was broken off at some point in the past and made its way to Earth. So you can actually literally touch a piece of Mars by coming to our Mars exhibit, which is a cool thing.
Oh, that is. Will Snyder is with us, the manager of the McDonald Planetarium in St. Louis. I don't know if you're on social media a lot. I am seeing this. I don't know if just people are in this conspiracy theory mode or if it's getting worse, but what is it with these flat earthers? What when you I hear you laughing already, so I can see what your response is going to be. But when you hear people try to make those claims and arguments, as someone that works in the field and runs the planetarium, what are your reactions to those?
You know, it's something where, like you said, I laugh out right away. But, you know, of course, science is about being skeptical. So I understand people, you know, wanting to learn things on their own. They go down these rabbit holes online. So I can certainly respect and appreciate that. Something like the Earth being round or flat is something that's been settled for a really long time. And there are lots of cool ways, even just as the average person can appreciate that. Yeah. You know, coming up this month, we have a lunar eclipse. And during lunar eclipses, you literally see the curvature of the Earth and the shadow that we cast on the moon. So, again, I understand people being skeptical, but especially in today's day and age, we have so much access to information. I think we do need to be careful about how reliable a lot of the sources are that we're going to.
That's a great answer, Will. You answered that one perfectly. All right. If aliens landed in Missouri tomorrow, if they landed in St. Louis, where you're at, what's the first thing you'd want to ask them?
Well, you say if they land. Sometimes when I'm going around, they might have already landed. But, you know, I think when we talk about that idea of aliens, movies always show them as, you know, little green men or things that look like humans or life on Earth. But when we think about life in this vastness of the universe, it could be we've discovered life already other than on Earth, and we just don't recognize it. We don't even know what it would look like or if it would be anything like our life at all. So I think first I would be just excited to see what that looks like. What is life beyond the Earth? And then after that, man, there's a whole universe of questions we could ask.
Yeah. All right. McDonald Planetarium in St. Louis. Tell our listeners some information, how they get tickets, hours, all that good stuff.
Yeah, here at the Planetarium, you know, we're part of the larger St. Louis Science Center, so check out our website, slsc.org. On the Planetarium pages, you can get information about our shows and showtimes, as well as a lot of cool things like telescope opportunities, those star parties, and even coming up over the summer, we'll have the always popular laser shows back again. So the website is a great resource for the information to plan your visit. And we also have things like our night sky update, where we give weekly updates of how to view different sites in the sky over Missouri. So whether you're looking to plan your visit or just get some good science astronomy information, the website is a great resource.
All right. One of the best, I'm going to say it is the best planetarium in the country. Will Snyder, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch up.